Moncrief on News Talk.
Mink are not native to Ireland, but unfortunately some did escape into the wild and they're all over the place. And when a mink arrives in an area, it can do untold damage to the local ecosystem. That's where Lorc comes in. The 3-year-old Golden Labrador is Ireland's oldest mink only mink detection dog. Owen Murphy from the Breeding Waders Project that operates at Loch Ree is Lorc's owner. Afternoon, Owen.
Hello, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Could you give us some idea of how much damage a mink can do?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's like any species. Mink are classed as an invasive species. They're a native of North America. So I suppose the first thing to say is that they're not supposed to be in Ireland in the wild. Mm. And as a result, any of our native species will not have evolved knowing that there's a mink in the landscape. So they don't have any mechanisms to evade them. They're not used to them. So I suppose minks are very adaptable. They can feed off a very large range of food items, going from insects to frogs to birds' eggs to chicks to adult birds. So they can do very well, very adaptable. And they sort of fill a niche in Ireland that we probably didn't have a predator in prior to their arrival in so far as they're semi-aquatic. So they spend a lot of time around water. They can also hunt on land. So they're sort of utilizing that space along lake shores. And as a result, a lot of our species, that water birds and waders that use those areas, they're ground nesting birds. So they're very, very susceptible to predation from mink. So unfortunately, if you have a high population of mink in an area, it can do an awful lot of damage to our native birds.
Do they breed prodigiously?
They do, yeah. They can be very, very successful in an area, probably because they can utilize that vast food source or range of foods. Usually in nature, anything that's a specialized feeder tends to find it harder to adapt to change and probably struggles to do as well in a landscape than something that's more generalist and can feed. But generally what mink do is a male mink will have a territory that will be far bigger than female mink's territories. And he will have sort of a harem of females, of maybe 3 or 4 females within his territory that can all produce young during the year. And if you put that, you know, side by side, and there's territories all along a river or all along a lakeshore, you can get a very, very high population in a fairly small space of time.
Right, yeah. So round Loch Ree, where you've been operating, as I understand it, initially you were setting traps for them. How successful was that?
Yeah, well, it has been very successful, I must say. The National Parks and Wildlife Service around 15 years ago noticed a fairly substantial decline in birds breeding on Loch Ree. And it was, I suppose, after a little bit of looking into it, there was a mink were established as one of the problems. So they set about implementing a mink control program, I think around 2010. And I mean, it has been very successful and birds have responded very well to it. But like anything, resources are limited in all things that we do in life. So I suppose Loch Ree is a very vast area. So one person by themselves could look after X amount of sites per year. So they were the really important breeding wader and breeding water bird sites on some of the islands. But you were limited to that. One person just couldn't do any more, because I suppose the technique for it was that all these areas were trapped every year. You know, we didn't really know as humans whether there was mink there or not, but we couldn't take the risk of thinking that there wasn't. Mm. So it takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of effort. It can be successful, but you're very limited in the area that you can cover.
Yeah. So then you brought Lorg into the scenario. How long does it take to train a dog to sniff for mink?
Yeah, well, I suppose depending on the age of the dog, and I suppose depending on like us humans, some people catch on to things quicker than others. But mainly with dogs, you will start conservation detection dogs, I suppose, is a relatively new term. They are being employed in ecology in various different roles around the world now at the moment. But we're basically utilizing the nose on a dog, finding things that humans by themselves find it very hard to locate. In this instance, mink, or the presence of mink. But you need to start with basic training of the dog. So the dog is a professional services dog, I suppose, when he starts working in the field. So he needs to be able to sit, he needs to be able to walk the heel, all those things that are desirable in a dog when you're just out and about. So that's probably 6 months of age up to a year, you're doing that groundwork. And then thereafter, you're training your dog onto whatever scent, hunting patterns, how to deal with scent, all these different things. That probably takes another year. So, I mean, generally dogs will be somewhere between 2 and 3 by the time they're, you know, highly trained and serviceable in the field.
So when you bring the dog out now, kind of what's the procedure? How does it work?
Yeah, well, it's like anything. He gets to know his job. He realizes that when he's on Loch Ree, when he's on a boat, when he's in certain conditions, he's working as opposed to just going for a walk in the evening or a walk in the morning. What you tend to do is you train your dog at the start to hunt and to search for something. It becomes fun for the dog. You'll often see, and I suppose it probably gets more media attention, would be customs dogs that are trained for drugs or cash or tobacco. And you will often see their handlers, after they find something, throwing a ball for them. So that's the reward. The dog gets a ball thrown, and you know, the dog's natural instinct to search. A lot of the dogs that are used are gun dog breeds. So it's in them. They're, you know, that historically they have been bred to search for things, and you're just changing what they're looking for. So he goes out, he knows he's on one of the islands, or he knows he's on the shoreline of Loch Ree. Generally, the word I say to task him is mink. I tend not to say mink around him unless, you know, he's actually working. But he'll know by the fact that the human, that the handler that's handling them is gearing themselves up. They get a sense for you. Like a dog, you mightn't pick up a lead at home, but you'll get up off the chair knowing you're going for a walk as opposed to walking into the kitchen. The dog will start to know. He gets that sense of you, a bit of an energy. So he'll know what he's about, and you task him and handle them to search the areas that you want to search.
And then if you get a positive, if the dog starts wagging their tail or barking or whatever the signal is, then is that you lay traps in that area, or what happens next?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. The term, I suppose, the technical term in the business is indicating. So you teach the dog to perform some, usually it's staring at something. So a lurg, if he sees mink scat, or he thinks it's mink urine, or it's a mink den, he will stop and he will stare at that. And he will stay staring at it until he gets his reward, or until you walk over towards him. That's not a behavior that he exhibits any other time. So this is how you know that the dog has found what you have tasked him with finding. And I suppose to put into context, he's on mink. There's not that many conservation protection dogs working in Ireland, but some of the other ones, Kieran Cronin is an ecologist in Cork. He's searching wind farms for bat or bird carcasses that might have struck the wind turbines. Caroline Finley up the north is also using dogs for various different things, including wind farms. And there's a dog working on Rathlin Island in an attempt to eradicate ferrets and rats off Rathlin that are having a big impact on birds out there. So these are the things that dogs, you know, dogs are doing, I suppose, in the conservation detection dog industry in Ireland.
And would you be hoping to get a few more mink detection dogs?
Well, I would do, yeah. I would do. It's one of these things that what it has done, it has allowed, with limited resources or with whatever resources you have, to trap other areas. I suppose I probably went off point with your last question. If the dog indicates that there's a presence of mink, you will then trap that area out. If you work that island or that site and it doesn't indicate for the presence of mink, then you can move your trapping resource somewhere else. So you're covering a far wider area. And I mean, the project that I'm working on at the moment is the Breeding Waders EIP. So that's a national project. It's a 5-year, 25 million euro project co-funded between the National Parks and Wildlife Service and the Department of Agriculture. So we will be working in big open landscapes in large parts of the country. And I would hope to upskill some handlers and train some dogs that in each of the areas that we're working in, we will have the ability to do what we're doing in Loch Ree, because it has proven to work. I've found numerous mink dens on some of these islands that I never would have found, you know, just as a human going about my job myself, despite being, you know, knowledgeable on mink and the areas that and what to look for and whatever. Just these dogs' nose are just super sensitive. They'll find things that we don't have a hope of finding.
Yeah. Owen Murphy is Senior Project Manager of the Breeding Waders EIP. Owen, thanks a million for talking to us today.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.